At the American Farm Bureau Federation convention, I'm in the trade show pavilion, which is part of the Ag Connect Expo, I'll point out here. Two different events kind of taking place at the same time in the same location. But I am here visiting with the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance and with Hugh Whaley. Hugh, I understand you're now the general manager for the organization. Give us a little update on where things stand, because we know that these groups have come together to form an alliance to try to really make an impact in communicating to the non-farm sector about where their food comes from.
We have 23 right now, Chuck, 23 national and a couple of regional organizations in there as well, but they're primarily farmer and rancher national organizations that have banded together to form the alliance. And we're expecting we're going to have a few more national organizations join us over the next few months. We have an 11-member board. In fact, the board just approved its 11th member earlier last week. So that's a new update for the organization. The National Milk Producers Federation was the latest board member to be ratified by the entire board. Bob Stallman is serving as chairman. Bob is, as a lot of folks know, is president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. Phil Bradshaw is serving as vice chairman, and he's just the immediate past chairman for the United Soybean Board. Bart Schott is the current president of NCGA, the National Corn Growers, and he serves as secretary, and Dale Norton is serving as treasurer, and he's a representative of the National Pork Board.
So besides getting the organizational structure kind of finalized or put together, what are some of the steps that you see happening next as you move forward?
Well, as general manager, we're going to be managing the efforts of the organization. We're not going to necessarily be implementing the efforts, just kind of managing the subcontractors that we will be hiring, that the board will be hiring and contracting with over the next 6 to 12 months. The first step will be to select and identify an organization or a company that has a proven track record in creating opinion changes of the general consuming public. They're going to be hired to develop the proper messages that the Alliance needs to utilize with regard to achieving their goals, which is to build more trust in today's agriculture and today's production system than currently exists.
Now, as far as the organizations you mentioned who are participating, you are still actively looking for or are willing to bring other groups in as part of the effort, right?
Absolutely. In fact, not only are we looking to involve other national farmer and rancher organizations, but the board also approved this past week a strategy for engaging agribusiness. And over the next couple of months, we're going to be actively seeking agribusinesses that wish to participate in the Alliance or affiliate with the Alliance.
Well, great. You know, I know that any effort like this, it's always once you've really got the whatever campaign or project that you will implement at some point is probably your big visibility. But right now, a lot of this is just getting the behind-the-scenes work done to get to that point.
Whenever you start a brand-new organization, there's a lot of stuff administratively that needs to be done to make it a legitimate business effort. Okay, a legitimate organization, both legally as well as fiscally. So, yes, the Alliance is incorporated in the state of Missouri. Yes, we have a bank account and have money in the bank right now in order to pay the kinds of expenses that normally accrue to an organization when it gets up and running. But legal counsel will be the next thing to be selected by the board, and we received four proposals for that this past week. And the board will be making a decision probably by February 1st on who the legal counsel will be.
Well, I want to stay in touch and get more updates as we move through the progression of getting to the point where we will see some of the work that this alliance will be performing. So here from the AFBF convention at the USFRA exhibit, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.